John and Ken Show, John Cobell and Ken Champeau, KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
Well, good news from the world of beating back the nannies, who are politicians around the world. Mayor Bloomberg of New York City, of course, effective tomorrow, wanted to stop people from buying sugary drinks in cups that are larger than 16 ounces, but a judge struck that down today.
Blew it all up. Justice Milton Tingling. And we're going to get
one of the petitioners on, at least the organization.
From the National Association of Theater Owners of New York, Matt Greller is the spokesman. Matt, welcome to the John and Ken Show.
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
Were you surprised that the judge blew the Bloomberg idea into little bits?
We're not really surprised, but we're elated, and I guess you could say we're tingling with excitement. This is a great decision, and we're thrilled that he did this today.
What was your main argument representing the theater owners? What was your issue?
Yeah, I mean, we always thought that this issue was never about obesity and it was never about a soda issue or sugar. This is always about power. And does an agency or one branch of government have the power to tell New Yorkers what they can eat or drink and where they can eat or drink it? And the judge agreed with us. He said that, you know, this is arbitrary and porous. And it's not something that was fair, and he declared it unconstitutional today, so we're very happy.
What kind of damage would it have done to the theater owner's business?
This would have had a very serious, significant economic impact. A lot of people don't realize it, but ticket sales aren't really where movie theaters make most of their revenue. There's a combination of advertising, ticket sales, and concessions. Ticket sales get shared with studios and distributors, but concession sales stay with the movie theater. And soda represents a large portion of those concession sales. So this would really have a significant impact financially on every single theater in the city. And at a time when there's unfunded mandates and other issues that movie theaters and small businesses in New York have to address, this would just be another blow and make it more difficult to do business in the city.
And apparently, we're very happy. And apparently a lot of people buy the larger size sodas at the movie theaters.
Yeah, 98% of all soda sales in New York City for the theaters are larger than 16 ounces. But let's be clear about that. When my wife and I go to the movies, and when a lot of people go to the movies, they share those large sodas. And more importantly, the average New Yorker goes to the movies just four times a year and only twice buys concessions. So we're really talking about two sodas out of the year. So the other 363 days out of the year and the choices that people make during those 363 days have a much greater impact on obesity than just two sodas in a movie theater ever would.
Now, Mayor Nanny says he's going to appeal. Do you see anything, or do your lawyers see anything in this decision that would be reversed by a higher court?
Right now, you know, the decision just came out, and I have to be honest with you, I think the mayor's done a great job. He's done a lot of great things, but this is one issue where we clearly have been on different sides. I don't suspect that they're not going to look at all their options, and I don't want to comment, though, for the legal department of the city of New York.
When they were drafting this thing back whenever it was through the health department of the mayor's office, did they include you guys in the conversation? Did you try to tell them that, you know, we're going to take this to court and you might get beat?
That was one of the biggest problems we had with this. You know, again, I say that this is sort of an arbitrary and porous mayoral fiat. They rushed this through the regulatory process. And what I think the judge is trying to say today is something like this, telling New Yorkers what you can eat and drink and where you can eat and drink it, is more clearly done by involving all stakeholders. And one of those stakeholders, which was not involved, was the legislature at both the city and the state level.
Does anybody in these meetings, these negotiations, anyone ever stand up and say, it's none of your business? It's
you know,
it's
what?
Each person's freedom to drink as much or as little as they want, and it's not the government's business to have a guy, an inspector, walking around with a 17-ounce cup trying to size a portion. Well, this is nuts that we're even talking about it.
At a certain point, it gets to that level that it should be a Seinfeld episode because it is so ridiculous. But I think the larger point is, you know, 16-ounce cups, 17-ounce enforcement. Is it 50% milk? Is it all juice? Is it sugar? Is it 16 ounces, 16.9 ounces? I mean, the amount of detail on this is obscene and ridiculous. But it all boils down to, can the government tell you what to do? And that's why it was thrown out today. That's the most important thing. This was about an abuse of power. This was not about obesity. This was not about soda. This was about executive overreach. And the judge protected the rights of New Yorkers and future rights of New Yorkers to be able to make their own decisions.
All right, Matt, thanks for talking to us.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much.
All right, it's Matt Greller, spokesperson with the National Association of Theater Owners of New York. Happy that a judge has thrown out the soda cup size ban that New York was going to put in place tomorrow. And by the way, Mayor Bloomberg, in order to get around what you would call the discriminating factor with this regulation, in that the 7-Elevens are regulated by the state of New York, and they wouldn't have been subject to these new rules, but the movie theaters would have been, and so the little grocery stores and stuff. He wanted the state of New York to adopt his ban. Apparently, Governor Cuomo said not at this time. But today, he went further today. The country and the world should adopt his.
The world!
He did. Because he says obesity is a problem worldwide. And they should also consider. This is
a global ban.
He needs a long rest after he finishes this year as mayor.
Yeah, he does. He needs to go off on an island by himself. John and Ken Show. Shannon has the news.